To find out how Europeans elsewhere weathered the recent heat wave, we're checking in on other countries in the region, beginning with Belgium. Judy Dempsey is a diplomatic correspondent for the Financial Times, and she's based in Brussels. Judy, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Big pleasure.
As we've just heard, in Paris, the hospitals, the morgues are filling up with people who've succumbed to the heat. I gather it's a different story there in Belgium.
It's a very different story. The statistics are very low. I mean, they run into less than dozens, frankly, maybe a couple of dozens, but so few, really. I have seen 15 or 20 deaths, not more. I must say I cannot completely confirm these because the figures conflict with the heat wave.
It's so striking because just, you know, nearby in Paris, they have declared a public health emergency. There have been no heat-related illnesses reported in Belgium?
Of course, there's been a lot of illnesses, dehydration, especially among the elderly. It runs into a couple of hundred maximum. The elderly across Europe are the seriously most affected. But the Belgian government, they say, drink lots of water, you know, care for those who you think are living by themselves, and they are told to take precautions. I think there's another factor involved here. This heat wave is actually taking place at a time when we're in the holiday period, so the Belgians tend to escape. They rush up to the seacoast, which is only an hour's drive. And also those who stay, I mean, the Belgians, they've really adapted to this, and they're sort of not complaining about it. I mean, yes, it's difficult, but they're quite stoical about it.
So the city really empties out at this time of the year. Many people are on holiday.
Absolutely.
How has this affected day-to-day services, government services in the city?
It's a huge bureaucracy here, so one gets used in any case to certain slow things. But generally, when you phone up the ministries or the commission, the European Commission, it's fine. I mean, nothing has been affected, actually. Absolutely nothing.
Judy Dempsey, thank you so much for talking to us.
Big pleasure. Thank you very much.
Judy Dempsey is a diplomatic correspondent for the Financial Times based in Brussels.